This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
The following is a KMOX Sports exclusive.
Wind swings and he drives that to left field.
Welcome to the Graybar Sports Open Line.
Back to the track and gone!
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Burleson hits it hard through the hole at short into left center field.
Now, live from Dallas and the Major League Baseball Winter Meetings. Sponsored by Goodwill. Give local, give hope, give goodwill. It's Matt Pauly on your home of the Cardinals, KMOX.
We do come your way from Dallas, Texas. It is time for a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Great to have you with us this evening. We take you for the next 2 hours until 8 o'clock tonight, and we do have some breaking news, so let's go ahead and start with that. The assembled media, myself, Mike Claiborne, Ricky Horton, the rest of the print media that have descended upon Dallas to cover the Cardinals' side of the baseball winter meetings, well, we were up with Cardinals President of Baseball Operations John Mozeliak just a few moments ago, and he didn't want to say it at first. He's always kind of, he's not always, saying always is probably the wrong way to put it, but he tends to be close to the vest on some things like this. But he did admit that the Cardinals are absolutely intending to trade Nolan Arenado. Nothing is imminent. Nothing is a for sure thing. There is still a scenario where nothing works out and he ends up staying with the Cardinals. But he made it very clear, and you could tell he was a little bit uncomfortable talking about it in this way. But Mozeliak made it very clear that the team does have Nolan Arenado on the trading block and that they are hopeful to be able to move him, saying that it is best for both parties if it works out that way. From a Cardinals perspective, it is best for two reasons. Reason number one is something that we have spoken about over and over and over again. If you say that you want to play the kids, if you say that you want to give an opportunity to young players, well, then you have to play the kids. You have to give young players an opportunity. And with the way the roster construction is set right now, you really don't get that much of an opportunity. Yeah, there's going to be a couple guys that could play, and Jordan Walker is going to be in the outfield. Nolan Gorman could potentially play at second base. But if you've got Nolan Gorman at second base and Nolan Arenado at third, and you've got Wilson Contreras at first, and you've got an outfield group that includes Nute Barciani and Walker, well, then where's Brendan Donovan? Where's Alec Burleson? You know, one of those guys can DH, but not both of them. So it just doesn't completely work out. So from a roster construction and a playing time standpoint, that's one of the first things that was mentioned. That if they want to do what they want to do, well, then part of that you clear that out a little bit by moving on from Nolan Arenado. The other side of it, and I would assume that fans are not going to love what I'm about to say, but there is a financial side to it as well. They've talked about wanting to cut payroll this year. They have a general number that they want to be at. They are not at that point yet. So moving on from Nolan Arenado and cutting that payroll, whether it is his entire salary or a portion of his salary, that is playing into this as well. There's a number, or at least a neighborhood of a number, that they are trying to get to, and they're not there yet. So moving on from Nolan Arenado would give them that opportunity. So look, it is breaking news because it is something that is being confirmed by John Mozeliak. But the spirit of the news is not breaking, right? The spirit of the news is something that we have been talking about for a while. Now, I'll be honest with you. We talked with Oliver Marmol earlier today, and he talked about the fact that Brant Brown, the Cardinals hitting coach, has been, you know, spending some time and talking with Arenado. And when I heard that, I thought to myself, okay, maybe this Arenado trade actually isn't going to happen. And then we have the conversation with Mo, and it becomes very clear that they are trying to trade him. Again, not 100%. They have to find a trade partner. They have to find a partner that is willing to give up something that the Cardinals find valuable to get in return. And they have to find a trade partner who is going to pick up a good considerable amount of the salary that is connected to Arenado. So not a done deal, but Mozeliak did certainly confirm that earlier today. One other quick thing from Mo, which I think Cardinals fans should be pretty happy with. He confirmed that David Freese is rejoining the organization, and he is going to work as a special guest instructor during spring training. So that is a lot of fun. That made me happy because, you know, the last kind of official thing that happened with David Freese was him turning down the Cardinal Hall of Fame, and like that's the last thing that we've heard from him. That's not what you want to be the most recent thing. So Freese, I guess, reached out to the Cardinals, indicated to them that he would like to be involved, and they've got a spot for him. So he is going to be in Jupiter working as a guest instructor, and he is going to mainly be working with infielders. But I think that's pretty cool that Freese is going to be rejoining the organization in that role. So those are kind of the two big bits of news today. Arenado is confirmed on the trading block, somebody that the Cardinals do want to move on from. And then the other thing is that David Freese rejoining the organization and will be working in spring training. We'll have much more on that coming up later on in the show. Up next, we'll be joined by Mike Claiborne and Ricky Horton. We'll kind of go through. I'm going to be completely forthright with you, by the way, here. I'm not one to lie. This conversation that I've got with Claibs and Ricky, we recorded it earlier today. And we recorded it before we knew that Nolan was going to be officially on the block. It's been a really long day in Dallas. It has been an incredibly long day in Dallas. I enjoyed the conversation with Claibs and Ricky. I don't remember much of it. That seems like it was 2 weeks ago, and it was just a few hours ago. That's the way things are kind of going in Dallas. I don't know if we talk about Nolan Arenado or not, but I'm just throwing that out there. What you're about to hear was recorded prior to Mozeliak confirming that Arenado is on the trade block. So just being completely honest with you on that, if you hear any Arenado conversation in it, just know that's where we're coming from. I will listen back along with you as I sit here in Dallas, and I will enjoy it because I don't remember doing it earlier today. We will take that break, and indeed, Mike Claiborne and Ricky Horton will join me.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
In just a moment, right here on KMOX. It's Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. We are broadcasting from the Dallas Metroplex area. It is the baseball winter meetings today, officially day number one. Joined right now by Mike Claiborne and Ricky Horton. They are here as well. Fellas, good to see you. We're expecting a lot of fun here over the next few days.
Well, considering that the Soto deal is done, you would think that things are going to start to really escalate. But I always like this environment because you just never know what's going to happen. We've been here, you and I have been here, and we watch it really be a dud. Mm-hmm. But this year, I kind of get the feeling after what we learned last year, we're going to see a lot more activity.
Ricky, I know you're here doing stuff with the alumni, but you also wanted to see, you always hear about the winter meetings, you wanted to see it for yourself.
1980, I was drafted, so that's, I'll do the math, 44 years of being associated with professional baseball, and I've never been to the winter meetings. So this is all new to me, and you know, as we're speaking, Hall of Famers are walking by, and people from different clubs that I know or either played against or are certainly covered as a broadcaster, and I just think it's high time I did it. And I'm excited. I think this year is an important year for all of us to pay attention to what's going on, because obviously the Cardinals, Matt, have been in a transition, which is well understood and well known, and I think well communicated by the Cardinals that they're kind of taking a step backwards or at least standing still so they can go forward in the future. And I think, you know, a lot's going to happen here.
I don't know if you guys have noticed what I've noticed. When the first press conference took place with Chaim Bloom, it felt like the focus was on taking that step back. Since then, there's been a lot more talk about this can still be a competitive team. Now, I don't know if they're just trying to sell tickets, but it does feel like the storyline has maybe changed a little bit as the offseason's gone along.
I was on a big league team where the general manager came in. I won't say what team it was, but it was on the north side of the state of Illinois, and it was in the American League. So I'm not going to say where it was, but the general manager came in and said, look, guys, you know, we're doing some rebuilding here, and you know, last year we lost 95 games, the year before we lost 100. So I think if everything works out well and we stay competitive and nobody gets hurt, we have a chance to be a 500 team. That's what he said in our spring training meeting, and I about fell out of my chair. I just gotten traded from the Cardinals. deals. I was stunned that I heard that, and that, and it, so here's the deal. Once you get rolling, you don't ever say that. I mean, I don't care. I mean, I don't care what team you are, if you're the Marlins or if you're Seattle or if you're the Cardinals or if you're Milwaukee. I mean, if Milwaukee could have said that last year, they could have said,
yeah,
look, we lost Corbin Burns. Let's, you know, we got no chance here, but let's just try to do well and worry about the future. You've got to shift gears, Klabes, and say, you know, let's go to winning and see where we end up.
I think I agree with you. You just got to go out and just let's go play. Let's not worry about records or anything right. like that. And I think that's what Pat Murphy did in Milwaukee. Yeah. Hey, let's just go out here and play and see what happens. And they ended up winning the division. They went wire to wire. Now, I don't know what he's going to say this year. With you losing Adames and some other guys that they are thinking about moving, it's going to be a bigger challenge for them. But I think in St. Louis, we have some good players. And some of them are going to play a lot more than what they thought they were going to play. And there are going to be some guys that we're going to take a long, hard look at and see if they can play.
Talking about the division, Matt, one guy I'm really interested in hearing talk, and we're going to hear him shortly here today, is Terry Francona, who's now going to be leading the Cincinnati Reds. And I've always admired him. I just think yeah. he's done a great job of managing. Of course, I love David Bell, too. But it's going to be intriguing what he's able to do with that Cincinnati team. They've got some good pieces, too. They just made a big deal getting rid of India, Jonathan India, recently.
Pitching.
They got more pitching is what they need, and especially in a ballpark like that. But it'll be really – I'm really excited to hear what he has to say about his club.
I'm going to ask you this. How important do you think now is to have a different voice in the room? And I agree with you. I love David Bell. But I wonder, had his voice become monotonic to players where they weren't really into him? Tito, as we know, is a very feisty guy. And I'm wondering how much of an impact that's going to have, because I see it with the St. Louis Blues. When Jim Montgomery comes in, and I know Monty when he was playing in Maine, to see him come in and have an impact on a hockey team, I'm wondering, is the same thing going to happen in Cincinnati?
Bob,
they have good players,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they do. Well, Bob Forsh used to say all the time, one of his favorite sayings is, hey, sometimes you got to do something even if it's wrong. And I felt like he was talking about the importance of change in baseball. And baseball has to change. It evolves, and that's true of what happens in a clubhouse, because it's not just that, say, David Bell's voice isn't right, but you got a new sheriff in town. And then everybody goes, ooh, I wonder what the sheriff thinks of me. I better amp myself up here. I better think about, you know. And so the deck gets reshuffled, which I think is a good thing. It's not just, you know, the messaging, but it's a player kind of looking inward, saying, I've got to work hard to, because it's still about production in this game. And if you're complacent, that's a bad place to be.
I do wonder what kind of assurances Francona's got from the Reds ownership, because that's a team that bluntly has not invested much into the Major League roster. And if you're going to bring in a Hall of Fame manager, that guy's got to feel like he's got an opportunity to win.
Well, I think that they probably told him, do what you need to do. You know, he's got the important pieces. He's got some pitching now. He's got a decent offense. And I think when you take that job, Ricky, you already have the assurances where you're going to be able to run your ship the way you want to run it.
I think there's no doubt about that, and I think there's great respect for Francona, and you look at what he did for all those years in Cleveland. That wasn't a Cleveland team that you said, oh, boy, they were spending a lot of money getting the best players. They just found a way to get it done. And I think that's what they're banking on, that he can be a guy that maybe wins with less. You know, we'll see what happens. I think the division's going to be interesting again. Pittsburgh's better. We know that. And Milwaukee, I don't know what to think about Milwaukee with the changes that Klabes just said. As Klabes also said, you got to go out and play.
And, you know, let's throw the Cubs in there.
Yeah.
If you look at the Cubs pitching staff, if they ever go out and get a bullpen, they're going to be a handful.
You mentioned Cleveland. The Cardinals all of a sudden have a very Cleveland feel to them with Rob Serfolio. The new farm director is in that from that tree as well. They've been so good at developing players. If you can go do some of what Cleveland has done, that probably is going to lead to good places.
Yeah, and so that also is added to Serfolio getting people in the minor league development staff that's going to be a part of his language and what he's done and what they've been able to do in Cleveland. And yes, I think that's kind of a missing piece for the Cardinals right now is, and the way I've been saying it, is finishing players, having enough staff at the minor league level. The staff has done a great job over the years. They just need more of them. They need more guys to take the minor league talented guys and finish them to be big league ready. And I think that's the challenge ahead.
Yeah, You know, you look at last offseason, and this is in no way, shape, or form a shot at Lance Lynn or Kyle Gibson, but their roles on the team, you want to be produced from the minor league system, where if you're going to go make a splash in free agency, you're getting basically all-star caliber type players.
Yeah, I mean, they were – I don't want to say that I have great respect for those guys, but in some ways, you know, the idea of getting, you know, fairly expensive duct tape to fix what's going on is not the solution anymore. And the Cardinals have said, you know, we tried that, and it, you know, the idea of just getting into the playoffs and see what happens. But they realized, I think, because of the economics of the game now, and TV has something to do with that, and all the things that are going on in baseball globally, you know, the landscape has changed. You know, the Cardinals aren't going to spend $750 million on a player. They're not going to do that. So you're going to have to develop guys, and I think shifting Klaib's the idea to spending money in development is clearly the message, and I think it's the right one.
I'm good with it, and I've always said this. If I owned a team, I would go out. That $5 million I'm paying for a guy who can't help me on the big league roster, I'm investing in the minor leagues. I'm going to find quality former big leaguers to run my A-ball and teach guys the game at the beginning compared to trying to do something with a guy at AAA. And I like that direction of what the Cardinals are trying to do. And you know what? We talked about two guys who I love in Lance Lynn and Kyle Gibson. I hope if they elect not to play that the Cardinals can use those guys to be what I'm talking about with regard to development down the road.
And let me say about both of those guys, too, and I think what they did last year to help the Cardinals get better was clear. The Cardinals are not as good without those guys. And I don't mean just their performance.
Mike
both Hill, of them pitched well. Did you get any scoop?
We're gonna catch up later.
Okay, yeah. But the idea is, you know, those guys were helpful, but they were also helpful in the clubhouse. And so that's going to be, I think, one of the challenges for the Cardinals in 2024 is going to be probably not as much veteran voices in the clubhouse. So I think the burden of coaching is gonna be escalated, I would say.
I switching gears a little bit, because the Juan Soto signing from yesterday clearly is the biggest story so far here at the winter meetings. I ran some numbers. David Stearns now runs the Mets. He's their president of baseball operations. He previously with the Brewers. In 7 years running the Brewers, his entire payroll combined for 7 years was about $643 million. He, in one signing, spent more than he did in 7 years combined in Milwaukee.
So he showed his versatility. He can go both. And well, it depends on who you're answering to, right?
I wish I had that job. You know what's interesting about that situation when you think about Stearns and what he's able to do, and it's amazing when you have those resources, how things work. And you know, if I'm David Stearns, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm going to sign him because I'm not going to be here in 15 years.
Yeah.
It won't make a difference. And I think that's something you have to take into account for all these big contracts. These guys who are putting their pen to paper, they won't be around that long.
What's true about big contracts, and has always been true, and I remember the Yankees in the 70s and being somewhat of a Yankees fan back then, they were signing everybody. Steinbrenner was signing everybody, and at the time, multi-million-dollar contracts, which was all the money in the world at the time, certainly in the baseball world. And yet, it didn't always work. So, and it doesn't always work because – you know, you still got to do nine guys. You can, you know, your right fielder is going to get four at-bats. He might walk once. He might pop out, ground out, you know, and may no balls hit. I mean, you might not be a factor that day. The game doesn't always come to you necessarily, and we see that in baseball. So you need nine guys, clearly, to be a team. So it doesn't always work. But for a team like the Mets, who are kind of knocking at the door, I understand why they did it, because they're trying to find that kind of that next big oomph to get them from a good team, a really good team, to an even better.
I do wonder how much of it is David Stearns and how much of it was Steve Cohen. Because
Steve Cohen. He signs the checks. Yeah. Steve Cohen. Stearns just makes a recommendation, but Cohen has to sign off on it.
He's the consigliere, is what you're saying.
He's Tom Hagen. We've lost half our audience now. We don't know who Tom Hagen is.
Everybody's seen The Godfather. Come on.
Well, wait a minute. There's a couple of people who haven't seen it I know of.
That's Mike Claiborne. That's Ricky Horton. I'm Matt Pauly. We're going to be with you guys throughout the duration of the winter meetings. Fellas, thanks for stopping by for a little bit.
You bet, Matt.
Good seeing you, Matt. We'll see a lot of each other this week.
Absolutely. And first, countdown to opening day show will be coming up on Thursday night here on KMOX and across the Cardinals Radio Network. Another break. We got more coming up from Dallas. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We are broadcasting live from baseball's winter meetings in Dallas. My name's Matt Pauly. Things are starting to kind of slow down here. Not as many people walking around. There's a lot of parties and parties and get-togethers and dinners and things like that that the different organizations are holding. Those are going on right now. There's still a few people certainly around here, but we are we're here. And we're going to be here throughout the duration of the meetings, broadcasting live tomorrow and Wednesday as well. If you'd like to chime in on this Nolan Arenado news, we welcome your text messages, your tweets. You can try calling in. I'm not there. Obviously, I'm in Dallas. Our phone line system might not be working properly right now, so we can try. If you want to call in, we can attempt to put you on the air. I'm not sure if it's going to work right now. If it doesn't work now, if it gets fixed, we'll let you know. But you can call or text 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air, MattPauley on air. Or you can leave us a voice message if you are listening via the Odyssey app. You click the microphone button where it says to leave a voice message. You do that, and it comes to us, and we'll monitor those throughout the course of the program as well. So the question for you is, again, not breaking news that the Cardinals are likely to trade Nolan Arenado. If you've been following along, that was always the likely conclusion. The breaking news is the fact that the Cardinals have now confirmed it. John Mozeliak has said, indeed, they are looking to trade Arenado. So, your thoughts? Again, I'd love to hear from. If this is surprising to you, I almost want to know why it's surprising to you, because we've been talking about it so much. But now that it essentially is a conclusion now, I really don't see a scenario playing out where Arenado's not on this team. The only thing that would be out there, I guess I'll continue to repeat this, I guess there's always a scenario where the Cardinals just do not get a team to give enough salary relief, and the Cardinals do not get a team to give them enough in return that they say, you know what, this isn't worth our getting engaged on this deal. We'll keep Nolan, and at some point during the year, something's going to happen with a third baseman in baseball, and there's going to be a team that has a need, and we'll revisit this after the season. I guess that is a scenario that could potentially play out. I don't think it is going to play out. We'll take, again, your phone calls, your text messages, and your tweets. 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. And the question is how you are feeling about that news here at the moment. Let's get to our first call. Brian has given us a call. Hey, Brian, you are on Sports Open Line.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing tonight?
Doing all right.
So my big thing is, this doesn't just go with Arenado, it goes with Goldschmidt as well. You go into this past season, coming out of 22, knowing that they were starting to kind of slump out, they're getting older. Obviously, the Cardinals know which direction they were going. They didn't want to, obviously admit to their what was going to happen here in the next year. Why not get rid of them when you had the chance and try to get something more for them a year and a half ago?
Do you, a year and a half ago, so before even next season, last season?
Well, yeah, because that's when you started kind of seeing things. The Cardinals knew the direction things were going. Obviously,
Brian, I would actually push back on that, because this is a team that went out and spent money on Kyle Gibson and Lance Lynn and Sonny Gray and all those guys. They went for it. Now, they failed because they were not a playoff team last year. The moves that they made did not work. But I would push back a little bit on your premise that they knew what direction this was going. If they knew the direction it was going, they wouldn't have gone out, and especially when it comes to Gibson and Lynn, they would not have spent that money if they completely knew this was the direction it was going.
And I agree with that 100%, but that makes you leap from the Goldschmidt-Arenado thing to that. If you're going to spend that money, why not have extra money to try to spend on newer players, younger players at that time? Goldschmidt and Arenado, at the time, you can see that they're starting to slip. You know you're not going to hang on to them much longer anyway. Why not try to get a little something extra for them ahead of time?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, and I understand where you're coming from, and I really appreciate you calling in. I think they were still as all in as they were going to be. Now, part of what was inferred in your question there was, well, then why didn't they do more? Why did they go into a year last year where they had an offensive profile that just didn't score enough runs? I guess I would argue back that if they would have been the same offensive club the year before as they were the year, you know, if they would have been the offensive club in 2024 that they were in, even in 2023, in that year that was not very good, 90 plus loss season, it would have been a completely different year. What took them down this past year was their lack of scoring runs. And I think in hindsight, we can say, well, then last offseason, they should have done one of two things. They should have improved the club more to be able to score more runs, or they should have just gone ahead and started doing what they're doing right now with going to a youth movement and focusing on the future and player development and certainly all of those things. Let's go to Don, who's giving us a call. Hey, Don, you're on Sports Open Line.
Hey, Matt. How you doing, bud?
Doing all right.
Yeah, here's the problem I have with the Arenado situation. I understand what they're trying to do. I don't have a problem with it. Here's the other problem I have with it. Unless you have somebody to replace him at third base, which I don't think they do, I don't think Nolan Gorman is the answer because he strikes out 40% of his bats, and that's the problem I'm having with that. I can understand them wanting to get rid of him because they want somebody else to play third base. Well, then, if that's the case, well, then go out and get somebody else other than Gorman to play third base because I don't think he's the answer. That's just my opinion. I may be off. I may be wrong, but I don't think he's the answer. And if they trade Helsley, then who's going to close out their games? That's the other problem I have with if they're trying to trade him. So if you can answer my questions, I appreciate it, and I'll hang on the line.
All right, Don, appreciate it. So first, I don't think they're going to trade Helsley, at least not right away. What would lead to them trading Helsley is the market finally doesn't have as many high-end, high-leverage closers available. And there's a bunch of those guys who are available right now. So if you were to trade Ryan Helsley right now, I think you would be selling low, and he's not somebody you're going to sell low on. So that's not going to happen. Just get that out of the way first. You got to find out really what you have in Nolan Gorman. And I understand Gorman's results recently, but there's a lot of Cardinal fans that jump at the opportunity to complain about the fact that so many players have left St. Louis and gone on to be really, really good players elsewhere. And many of those exact same people don't think that Nolan Gorman is ever going to turn into anything. Like, it's kind of one or the other. And you gotta find out what you have in Gorman. Gorman was a top-level prospect. He's somebody who's had some success at the big league level. He's a guy who can be a legit power hitter for you. He can be a 35-home-run guy. This is the year where you find out about him. And you know what? Hey, if he comes back this year and nothing looks different, if he hits under 200 or around 200 and he strikes out two times a game and it's just not good and you got to sell low on him, I'm fine with it. I know there's going to be people who say, well, you should trade him when you had the better opportunity. I'm fine with this. This is a year where you find out what you have in Nolan Gorman. Winning is important this year, but other things are important as well. And you cannot get out of 2025 without knowing what you have in Nolan Gorman. Whether that is knowing that he's a really good middle-of-the-order run-producing bat, or whether it's knowing that this is just a guy who was overhyped as a prospect and he's never going to be able to be someone that you can trust to be in your lineup because of the strikeouts and the lack of on-base and things like that. You got to figure that out, and moving Nolan Arenado helps you figure that out. 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. We're going to continue this conversation, and we've got an opportunity for you to call, text, and tweet. We'll do it for the rest of this hour and into next hour as well. So if you're on hold, if you're waiting for me to read your text, we'll get to it coming up in just a moment here on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Just a few minutes left here in hour number one of the program as we continue to broadcast the show live from baseball's winter meetings in Dallas, Texas. Day number one starting to wrap up. A couple more days to go. Again, if you want to chime in on the news of the day that Cardinals President of Baseball Operations John Mozeliak did confirm that the team intends to trade Nolan Arenado, we'll be able to take your phone calls, your text messages, and your tweets. We'll continue to do that after the 7 o'clock news. So hang on for that in just a few moments. I pause obviously because I don't want what I say here to be taken the wrong way. I think this team can win. I do. I think this team can win. I think this team can be similar to what they were this past year. And it was a winning record. And it was playoff contention. They were not a playoff team. It was a failure of a year because they didn't make it to the playoffs. And their goal was to be that. This year, it's different. This year, it continues to be about figuring out who guys are. About giving Heim Bloom and company time to implement a player development system. And I know there's people listening to me right now who are somewhat cynical about that, who, you know, of everything that I've said today, they glom on to the fact that part of wanting to move Nolan Arenado is connected to finances, that's all they hear, that the idea of finding out who you have in a Nolan Gorman and other opportunities. It also opens up a door for J.J. Weatherholt. And if you're not familiar with Weatherholt, he's somebody to be really excited about. Is he going to break camp with the team? No, I don't think he's going to. But I think he's going to finish the year with the team. And I think Quinn Matthews is going to finish the year with the team. I think there's a good chance that Tink Hintz finishes the year with the team. There's a bunch of really young players that can become the next core. And bluntly, honestly, this last core, we talked about this the other day. When I discussed why there doesn't seem to be too much emotional distraughtness, for lack of a better word, I don't even know if that is a word, it probably is not, about Arenado and Goldschmidt not being here, it's because they didn't win you anything. From a postseason perspective, they did not win you anything. So it's time. It's time for the Cardinals to get to their next era. And there's a lot of young guys to be really excited about who can be a big part of that. And it's getting tougher and tougher and tougher to compete and contend in Major League Baseball. We've barely even talked about the Juan Soto deal since we started this show today. It is so much tougher. You have to put yourself in position where you can have high-end players. And the best way to do that is to develop them. And the Cardinals are starting that right now. And I continue to be all in on all of this. All right, we'll continue this conversation coming up after the 7 o'clock news right here on KMOX.